9. Mind mapping for decision making. We make decisions on a daily basis. Simple decisions can include deciding what we're going to have for our lunch, or whether we are having a bath or a shower. In business, we can decide what products and services to offer, and we can make significant business decisions. We might need to decide whether to employ a member of staff on a permanent basis or whether to invest in something or not. In the world we live in, we are faced with many choices. With every choice, we have a decision to make, and our choices often impact what happens next. The consequences of our actions can either be positive or negative. We choose our own path in life. How do we make decisions? This is an interesting question, because in hindsight, we evaluate the positives and negatives of our choices and choose what we believe will be the best option. Often, that's easier said than done. Of course, we can make simple decisions on a whim, using just our mind. But if we need to weigh up the positives and negatives to help us decide, what should we do? Mind maps can help with the whole decision-making process, and the concept is simple. Here's how you can customize your visual maps to help you make decisions. What is your problem? This is your central idea. What are your solutions or choices? They are your subcategories. You can then use your twigs to evaluate your solutions or choices. What are the pros and cons of each? Ask probing questions. Who? What? When? Where? Why? And how? Evaluating choices with mind maps. When you have the completed mind map in front of you, you can start to assess the different choices that you have, and you can really think about the benefits and drawbacks of each different solution. Decisions aren't always easy, because there may not be a perfect solution, especially in business. For instance, you may need to decide as to whether you make 2 staff members redundant or reduce everyone's work hours by 3 hours per week so that everyone can keep their job. There will be people who can't afford to lose 3 hours' pay, which means they may seek other employment. But it does mean that everyone keeps their job. As a mind map is a visual representation, it gives you the opportunity to see things clearly. And sometimes things aren't as bad as they seem. How to evaluate choices? Visual decision making. Detail. Who, what, where, when, why, how. Option 1. Pros. Reason and score. Reason and score and reason and score. Cons. Reason and score, reason and score, reason and score. Totals. Pros and cons. Option 2. Pros, reason and scores. Cons, reasons and scores. Totals, pros and cons. The same with option 3. Then, the final decision.